travel, these different rips, push pulls, swim moves, and everything else before you got here, or have you been really working on these things and studying?
You know what? I've known of the moves. You know, I've seen them done before. But my job right now is to polish my craft, you know. And every day I'm trying to work on each and every move so I can have, you know, two or three moves to perfect. And hopefully you'll see them on Sunday.
Favorite so far?
I don't have one yet.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Were you at all concerned? I mean, I guess it might be a natural reaction for any rookie to wonder if their game could translate into the NFL game. You know, was that a concern at all for you? How do you feel like you've been able to adapt in these last couple of months?
You know what? I had a dream. And my dream is to always play in the NFL. And now that I have this opportunity, I'm going to take advantage of it.
How has been the steps? I mean, every week, I'm sure, every day, you're like, okay, I got to get better at this. I got to get better at that. Has there ever been a time where you walked away from it and said, I didn't do enough today?
Like I said previously, each and every day, I treat it like it's game day, you know? So, you know, if I'm not walking off the field, then I'm not exhausted and I'm not doing my job. So, like, right now, I'm, like, barely breathing, so, you know. Like I said, you know, every day is game day, and I'm waiting for tomorrow.
How's been the communication with the players and also coach, just trying to get yourself better and asking a lot of questions?
Yeah, coaches are very available, you know. Coach Pat Graham, he does a great job of, you know, teaching me, you know, what I need to know, you know, to defend the defense, and I'm sitting here still a rookie trying to earn respect from the veterans.
You ever stop smiling out there?
Never, never stop smiling, never.
Did you beat the hell out of anybody during the scrum over here? I'm not going to have his brother pissed at me.
You know what? Yeah. I'm not John Bones Jones. My name is Chandler.
How was the
You know, that was in college. You know, I try to stay away from looking back at college. You know, I had a great time at college at Syracuse University. I miss it. But, you know, it's another step in my life, another phase of my life, and you know, I'm just moving forward and happy to be a New England Patriot.
There have been some people questioning whether or not you'd be ready to sort of step right in. Do you feel like you're at the right level, strength-wise and ability-wise, to be able to make an impact immediately?
Right. You know, no matter what I do, people is always going to question, you know, my ability. You know, no one can believe in you except for yourself. You know, if you don't believe in yourself, then who will? So, you know, for the people that's saying you're not ready or you're not strong enough, you know, there's always going to be critics, and that's what they do.
What about the strength? Do you feel you're at the right level?
As far as strength, you know, I'm worried about what I'm not really worried, but what I'm trying to do right now is learn this playbook and just be a sponge, like I said previously, and just move this defense forward.
What do you think you can do tonight? There are a lot of guys getting after it.
The intensity, that's how we practice every day. I don't know if you guys think it was different from before, but that's how we practice every day. It's very intense, you know. We treat every day like a game day.
With the Olympics going on, have you been watching them? And what are your thoughts on Allie Raisman, the Needham native, on winning gold last night in the gymnastics?
To be honest with you, I haven't watched the Olympics. I know it's bad me being from, you know, America. But no, I haven't. I've just been in the playbook or sleeping or eating or in the film room.
All right, that's where we want you.
Right.
Chandler, can you talk a little bit about your connection to Syracuse and Doug Marrone? I was thinking it was part of the strong team, Bill Parcells' coaching tree. Is there any similarities there with Bill Belichick and Sal?
You know, Coach Marrone is a great coach. He's a very great coach, and I suggest every single college, high school athlete to go to Syracuse. You know, he'll help you off the field and on the field, and that's one thing that I really love about Coach Marrone.
How far do you feel like you still have to go?
You know, each day is a step. It's a phase. You know, you can't just learn everything at once. So, you know, you learn some things and you learn the other. But you can't learn it all at once. You can't just jump into it. So, you know, I feel like I'm excited to learn the whole playbook. And we'll see what goes from there.
Sometimes wasn't able to do defensively last year. Where do you think you can help improve that? Because there were some struggles.
You know what? I wasn't on the team last year, and I really don't know anything about last year's team. I know I'm on the team this year, and my job is to help the defense, and that's what I'm going to do.
What's it like adjusting some of those things as kind of this elephant position on the Patriots?
Elephant position, that's a great question. You know, whatever Coach Bill Belichick says, Chandler, stand up, I'm going to stand up. If he says, Chandler, get in the three-point stance, I'll get in the three-point stance.
I'm done with everything.
Mm-hmm.